are poor people discriminated against in the same way as black or gay people have been? The Sunday Times are reporting that Labour wants new anti-discrimination laws to give the poor the same legal protection ethnic minorities get. Should poor people be considered a special group? The commentators Kate Smurthwaite and Brendan Mulgrew on the line with us this morning. Morning to you, Kate.
Morning to you, Stephen.
Good morning to you. Morning to you, Brendan.
Morning, Stephen. Morning,
so, good morning, good morning. This is a real story. It was in the Sunday Times. Labour wants these new anti-discrimination laws. And according to EU Living, according to the EU, those people living on a household income of £16,000 per year or less is your definition of poor. And that would mean 13 million people in the UK are poor, Brendan. What do you think?
Yeah, of course, Stephen. Poverty is a real problem. I would much prefer to see governments taking the initiatives to help get people out of poverty rather than legislating for the fact that they're in poverty. I don't think that legislation or commissions are the answer to the sorts of issues that, that people who are living in poverty find themselves. I mean, is there now to be a poor people's commissioner alongside our young people's commissioner, our older people's commissioner, human rights commissioners and equality commission? I think proactive action to help people get out of poverty is much more worthy than legislating for the fact that they're in poverty. We can't legislate our way through lives.
Well, I mean, I don't disagree that we should be doing a great deal to help people get out of poverty and to make sure that that those who are living close to poverty are provided with the basics that they need. But I think there is a sort of, you know, there's a sort of feedback mechanism that's in place there, which is that people from certain sort of working class backgrounds, they tend to, for example, have much thicker regional accents. They tend to have different cultural references and so on. And they can be stigmatized for that. And that, in turn, can create another little loop that makes it more difficult for them to get out of poverty. And I think, you know, we're not suggesting that we're going to spend billions and billions building a whole new government department. What we're saying is that companies are already required, quite reasonably, to keep a track of, you know, what their diversity is in terms of the ethnicity of the people they employ. They have to keep a track of what the diversity is in terms of their employee base, so that they can have a look at it and say, well, you know what, actually, it seems like in certain areas of our company or certain places, certain locations, we're not doing very well at being diverse. And so what we're saying is we put one more box on the form, which says just tick this to let us know whether you're kind of working class, middle class, whatever. And then we can have a look at it and say, hold on a minute, there's a department where working class people never seem to get promoted. Let's see why that is. Let's see what we can do to challenge that in just the same way we would if, you know, if you were doing making a new program where you're going to use 1,000 people from all across Northern Ireland, and when your producers brought 1,000 people in, you know, they were all white guys, you'd go, hold on a minute, this doesn't look right. I think we haven't got a very representative sample. And so we're just saying, when we do that, let's have an extra tick box that says, are you from a working class background, and make sure that we're getting diversity across that as well.
But see, that would manifest itself in a very obvious way. If everyone who arrived was white or from one geo-ethnic background, that's very clear. But I don't understand how someone being in poverty, how does that manifest itself? First of all, how does it present itself? And secondly, what is being argued is the ramification of that that needs to be dealt with through more tick boxes? I don't understand that.
Well, no, I understand. I'm not suggesting that tick boxes are the answer to life, the universe, and everything. But I think, for example, by the same token, you might not be able to see whether you've hired 100 straight people. But I think it's still worth having that box on the form so that you can look back and go, hang on a minute, we don't seem to be doing very well at hiring gay and lesbian people in our environment, or indeed promoting them. Have we got a culture here that isn't, you know, very welcoming to those people? How can we adjust that? How can we make sure that everybody gets a fair crack of the whip? And you're right that sometimes things like ethnicity can be obvious, though it's not always obvious. But that's why we need a tick box, actually, so that we can see what we're doing, because it can be, you know, less obvious. And so it's important, therefore, to keep tabs on it and make it obvious so we can just look at our numbers and see if and where there is a problem. And then we've got the chance to tackle that. And I think that in itself, you know, does improve social mobility and improve people's opportunities to make their way out of poverty if they want to.
But I think we're just straitjacketing people too much. I mean, if there's someone who's living in poverty who, for example, is applying for a job, they may not necessarily want to declare themselves as being working class or living in poverty. And they may not want to put into that very narrow definition. I mean, will there be people who are discriminated against because they're middle class? Do they not get on in other avenues of life? I just don't see where this would stop.
Okay.
I think we're just over-legislating.